Wikipedia, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Wikipedia is a web-based free content encyclopedia written collaboratively by volunteers and sponsored by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. It has editions in roughly 200 different languages, about 100 of which are active, and contains entries both on traditional encyclopedic topics and on almanac, gazetteer, and current events topics. Its purpose is to create and distribute a free international encyclopedia in as many languages as possible. Wikipedia is one of the most popular reference sites on the internet, receiving around 60 million hits per day. Wikipedia contains approximately 1.6 million articles. More than 600,000 of these are in English, more than 240,000 in German, and more than 100,000 each in Japanese and French. It began as a complement to the expert-written Newpedia, on 15th of January 2001, having steadily risen in popularity, it has spawned several sister projects, including Wiktionary, Wikibooks, and Wikinews. It is edited by volunteers in wiki fashion, meaning articles are subject to change by nearly anyone. Wikipedia's volunteers enforce a policy of neutral point of view, whereby views presented by notable persons or literature are summarised without an attempt to determine an objective truth. Because of its open nature, vandalism and inaccuracy are problems on Wikipedia. The status of Wikipedia as a reference work has been controversial, and it is both praised for its free distribution, free editing and wide range of topics, and criticised for alleged systemic biases, deficiencies in some topics, and a lack of accountability and authority when compared with traditional encyclopedias. Its articles have been cited by the mass media and academia, and are available under the GNU Free Documentation License. Its German language edition has been distributed on compact discs, and many of its other editions are mirrored or have been forked by websites. Characteristics. Wikipedia's goal is to create a free, reliable encyclopedia, indeed the largest encyclopedia in history, in terms of both breadth and depth. Wikipedia is described by its founder, Jimmy Wales, as an effort to create and distribute a free encyclopedia of the highest possible quality to every single person on the planet in their own language. It is created on the wikipedia.org website using a type of software called a wiki from the Hawaiian wiki-wiki, meaning quick. Wales intends that Wikipedia should achieve a standard comparable to that of the Encyclopedia Britannica, or better, and be published in print. Several other encyclopedia projects exist or have existed on the internet. Traditional editorial policies and article ownership are used in some, such as the expert-written Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy and the now-defunct Newpedia. More casual websites, such as H2G2 or Everything2, serve as general guides whose articles are written and controlled by individuals. Projects such as Wikipedia, Susanning.nu and the Encyclopedia Libre are wikis in which articles are developed by numerous authors and there is no formal process of review. Wikipedia has become the largest such encyclopedic wiki by article and word count. Unlike many encyclopedias, it licenses its content under the GNU Free Documentation License. Wikipedia attempts to be an encyclopedia and not a complete compilation of human knowledge. There is a set of policies identifying kinds of information that are not appropriate for inclusion. These policies are often cited in disputes over whether particular content should be added, removed, or revised. Free content. The GNU Free Documentation License, or GFDL, the license under which Wikipedia's articles are made available, is one of many copyright licenses, often known as copyleft, that permit the redistribution, creation of derivative works, and commercial use of content provided its authors are attributed, and this content remains available under the GFDL. When an author contributes original material to the project, the copyright over it is retained with them, but they agree to make the work available under the GFDL. Material on Wikipedia may thus be distributed to, or incorporated from, resources which also use this license. Wikipedia's content has been mirrored or forked by hundreds of resources from database dumps. Although all text is available under the GFDL, a significant percentage of English Wikipedia's images and sounds are non-free. Items such as corporate logos, song samples, or copyrighted news photos are used with a claim of fair use. Material has also been given to Wikipedia under a no derivative or for Wikipedia-only conditions. Wikipedia has been used by the media, academics, and others as a reference or supplement. News organisations have referred to Wikipedia articles as sources or in sidebars containing related information on the web. According to lists maintained by Wikipedia's editors, its articles have been cited most frequently in the news media. Less frequently, it has been used in academic studies, books, conferences, and even court cases. For instance, the Parliament of Canada website refers to Wikipedia's article on same-sex marriage in the further reading list of Bill C-38. Non-comprehensive lists are maintained by Wikipedians of Wikipedia as a source. Language editions. Wikipedia encompasses 92 active language editions as of March 2005. Its five largest editions are, in descending order, English, German, Japanese, French, and Swedish. In total, Wikipedia contains 195 language editions of varying states, with a combined 1.5 million articles. Language editions operate independently of one another. Editions are not bound to the content of other language editions, and are only held to global policies, such as neutral point of view. Articles and images are nonetheless shared between Wikipedia editions, the former through pages to request translations organised on many of the larger language editions, and the latter through the Wikimedia Commons repository. Translated articles represent only a small portion of articles in any edition. The following is a list of the largest editions, sorted by number of articles, as of May 2005. 1. English. 575,835 articles. 2. German, 237,385. 3. Japanese, 119,657. 4. French, 111,722. 5. Swedish, 78,193. 6. Dutch, 72,261. 7. Polish, 69,402. 8. Portuguese, 50,970. 9. Spanish, 49,929. 10. Italian, 45,741. 11. Chinese, 29,585. 12. Norwegian, 26,459. 13. Danish, 24,583. 14. Esperanto, 24,110. And 15. Finnish, 22,914. Editing. Almost all visitors may edit Wikipedia's articles and have their changes be instantly displayed. Wikipedia is built on the belief that collaboration among users will improve articles over time in much the same way that open source software develops. Its authors need not have any expertise or formal qualifications in the subjects which they edit, and users are warned that their contributions may be edited mercilessly and redistributed at will by anyone who so wishes. Its articles are not controlled by any particular user or editorial group, and decision-making on the content and editorial policies of Wikipedia is instead done by consensus and occasionally vote, though Jimmy Wales retains final judgment. By the nature of its openness, edit wars, also called revert wars, and prolonged disputes often occur when editors do not agree. Members of its community have explained its editing process as a collaborative work, a socially Darwinian evolutionary process. Articles are always subject to editing, such that Wikipedia does not declare any article finished. Vandalism has been a constant problem for Wikipedia. Policies. Wikipedia requires that its contributors observe a neutral point of view when writing, and not to include original research. Neutral point of view, itself a non-negotiable policy, articulates the encyclopedia's goal of representing disputes, characterising them, rather than engaging in them. If achieved, Wikipedia would not be written from a single objective point of view, but would fairly present all views on an issue, attributed to their adherents in a neutral way. The policy states that views should be given weight equal to their standing. This policy has been criticised as having an unattainable goal, being unnecessary with widely discredited material, and allowing the representation of morally offensive views. Opinions or theories that have not been previously published are considered original research, which is not allowed. The No Original Research policy states that such material cannot be properly attributed under neutral point of view, and that editors' own novel ideas or perspectives are not to be introduced. Wikipedia's contributors additionally maintain a variety of lesser policies and guidelines. In contrast to other wikis of its time, such as Ward Cunningham's Portland Pattern Repository, Wikipedians use talk pages to discuss changes to articles, rather than discussing changes within the article itself. Wikipedia contributors often modify, move, or delete articles that are felt to be inappropriate to an encyclopedia, such as dictionary definitions or original source texts. Often, Wikipedia editions establish style conventions. Authors. There are no formal distinctions between different editors on Wikipedia, and decisions are ideally made by reaching consensus among those involved. During January 2005, Wikipedia had approximately 13,000 users who had made at least 5 edits that month. 9,000 of these active users worked on its 3 largest language editions. A more active group of approximately 3,000 users made more than 100 edits per month, over half of these users having worked in the 3 largest editions. According to Wikimedia, 1/4 of Wikipedia's traffic comes from users without accounts, who are less likely to be editors. Maintenance tasks are performed by a group of volunteer developers, stewards, bureaucrats, and administrators, which number in the hundreds. Administrators are the largest such group, privileged with the ability to prevent articles from being edited, delete articles, or block users from editing in accordance with community policy. Many users have been temporarily or permanently blocked from editing Wikipedia. Vandalism, or a minor infraction of policies, may result in a temporary block or warning, while long-term or permanent blocks are given by Wales, or, in its English edition, an arbitration committee for prolonged and serious infractions. Former Wikipedia editor-in-chief, Larry Sanger, has said that having the GFDL license as a guarantee of freedom is a strong motivation to work on a free encyclopedia. In a study of Wikipedia as a community, economics professor Andrea Villilli argued that the low transaction costs in participating in wiki software create a collaborative development and that a creative construction approach encourages participation. Wikipedia has been viewed as a social experiment in anarchy or democracy. Its founder has replied that it is not intended as one, though it is a consequence. In a page on researching with Wikipedia, its authors argue that Wikipedia is valuable for being a social community. That is, authors can be asked to defend or clarify their work, and disputes are readily seen. Wikipedia editions also often contain reference desks in which the community answers questions. Evaluations. Wikipedia's claim to be, or status as, an encyclopedia has been controversial. Wikipedia has been criticised for a perceived lack of reliability, comprehensiveness, and authority. It is considered to have no or limited utility as a reference work among many librarians, academics, and the editors of more formally written encyclopedias. Wikipedia is considered to be of sufficient quality in at least some areas by others, notably winning a comparative test by CT magazine. Much of its praise is for being both free content and open to editing by anyone. Quality. Critics argue that allowing anyone to edit makes Wikipedia an unreliable work. Wikipedia contains no formal peer review process for fact-checking, and the editors themselves may not be well-versed in the topics they write about. In a 2004 interview with The Guardian, librarian Philip Bradley said that he would not use Wikipedia and is not aware of a single librarian who would. The main problem is the lack of authority. With printed publications, the publishers have to ensure that their data is reliable, as their livelihood depends on it. But with something like this, all that goes out the window. Similarly, Encyclopedia Britannica's executive editor, Ted Pappas, was quoted in The Guardian as saying the premise of Wikipedia is that continuous improvement will lead to perfection. That premise is completely unproven. Discussing Wikipedia as an academic source, Dana Boyd said in 2005 that it will never be an encyclopedia, but it will contain extensive knowledge that is quite valuable for different purposes. Still, even traditional encyclopedias include a legal disclaimer stating that they disclaim legal liability for any errors. Academic circles have not been exclusively dismissive of Wikipedia as a reference. Wikipedia articles have been referenced in enhanced perspectives provided online in the journal Science. The first of these perspectives to provide a hyperlink to Wikipedia was White Collar Protein Senses Blue Light by Linden in 2002, and dozens of enhanced perspectives have provided such links since then. In a 2004 piece called The Faith-Based Encyclopedia, former Encyclopedia Britannica editor Robert McHenry criticised the wiki approach, writing, "However closely a Wikipedia article may at some point in its life attain to reliability, it is forever open to the uninformed or semi-literate meddler. The user who visits Wikipedia to learn about some subject, to confirm some matter of fact, is rather in the position of the visitor to a public restroom. It may be obviously dirty, so that he knows to exercise great care, or it may seem fairly clean, so he may be lulled into a false sense of security. What he certainly does not know is who has used the facilities before him. Aaron Crown wrote a rebuttal article in which he criticised McHenry's methods and labelled them FUD, the marketing technique of fear, uncertainty and doubt. Former editor-in-chief Larry Sanger criticised Wikipedia in late 2004 for having, according to Sanger, an anti-elitist philosophy of active contempt for expertise. He further accused those who would, on most internet services, be called trolls of having taken over Wikipedia. Wikipedia's editing process assumes that exposing an article to many users will result in accuracy. Referencing Linus's law of open source development, Sanger stated earlier, "Given enough eyeballs, all errors are shallow." Technology figure Joy Ito wrote on Wikipedia's authority, "Although it depends a bit on the field, the questions whether something is more likely to be true coming from a source whose resume sounds authoritative, on a source that has been viewed by hundreds of thousands of people with the ability to comment and has survived. Conversely, in an informal test of Wikipedia's ability to detect misinformation, its author remarked that its process isn't really a fact-checking mechanism so much as a voting mechanism, and that material which did not appear blatantly false may be accepted as true." Wikipedia has been accused of deficiencies in comprehensiveness because of its voluntary nature and of reflecting the systemic biases of its contributors. Encyclopedia Britannica editor-in-chief Dale Hoiberg has argued that people write of things that they're interested in, and so many subjects don't get covered, and news events get covered in great detail. The entry on Hurricane Francis is 5 times the length of that on Chinese art. The entry on Coronation Street is twice as long as the article on Tony Blair. Former Newpedia editor-in-chief Larry Sanger stated in 2004 that when it comes to relatively specialised topics, outside the interests of most of the contributors, the project's credibility is very uneven. It has been praised for, as a wiki, allowing articles to be updated or created in response to current events. For example, the Len New article on the 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake, on its English edition, was cited often by the press shortly after the incident. Its editors have also argued that as a website, Wikipedia is able to include articles on a greater number of subjects than print encyclopedias may. Furthermore, it should be noted that by May 2005, Hoiberg's examples were no longer true. The article on Chinese art was roughly 3 times as long as the one on Hurricane Francis, and the article on Tony Blair was roughly 50% longer than the one on Coronation Street. Clearly, the articles in question were mentioned at the time merely as examples of a tendency towards lopsided coverage. However, they may also be referenced as examples of how the Wikipedia process tends towards a reasonable equilibrium. The German computing magazine, CT, performed a comparison of Brockhaus Premium, Microsoft Encarta, and Wikipedia in October 2004. Experts evaluated 66 articles in various fields. In overall score, Wikipedia was rated 3.6 out of 5 points, a B-. Brockhaus Premium scored 3.3, and Microsoft Encarta 3.1. In an analysis of online encyclopedias, Indiana University professors M.E. and Herring wrote that Wikipedia improves on traditional information sources, especially for the content areas in which it is strong, such as technology and current events. A good analogy for understanding the strengths and weaknesses of Wikipedia's approach can be seen by looking at the difference between the standards of the courtroom and investigative evidence. The fact that Wikipedia can be edited by anyone makes it difficult to claim it can be trusted with the same degree of certainty as one would expect from courtroom evidence. However, its openness to a broader base of contributors allows it to achieve a breadth and depth of creativity and connections that make it ideal for learning about and investigating ideas, similar to the way in which the more liberal use of investigative evidence can lead to important leads and further evidence that could have been strangled by applying the rigid standards of courtroom evidence. Community. Wikipedia has a community of users who are proportionally few but highly active. Amy and Herring argue that a few active users, when acting in concert with established norms within an open editing system, can achieve ultimate control over the content produced within the system, literally erasing diversity, controversy and inconsistency, and homogenising contributors' voices. Editors on Wikiinfo, a fork of Wikipedia, similarly argue that new or controversial editors to Wikipedia are often unjustly labelled trolls or problem users and blocked from editing. Its community has also been criticised for expecting users who make complaints about an article's quality to fix it themselves. Several contributors have complained that editing Wikipedia is very tedious in the case of conflicts, and that sufficiently dedicated contributors with idiosyncratic beliefs can push their point of view because nobody has the time or energy to counteract the bias. In a page on researching with Wikipedia, its authors argue that Wikipedia is valuable for being a social community. that is, authors can be asked to defend or clarify their work, and disputes are readily seen. Wikipedia editions also often contain reference desks in which the community answers questions. Awards. Wikipedia won two major awards in May 2004. The first was the Golden Leica for Digital Communities, awarded by Prix Ars Electronica. This came with a €10,000 grant and an invitation to present the PAE Cyber Arts Festival in Austria later that year. The second was the Judges Webby Award for the Community category. Wikipedia was also nominated for a Best Practices Webby. In September 2004, the Japanese Wikipedia was awarded a Web Creation Award from the Japan Advertisers Association. This award, normally given to individuals for great contributions to the web in Japanese, was accepted by a long-standing contributor on behalf of the project. Wikipedia has received plaudits from sources including BBC News, USA Today, The Economist, Newsweek, Business Week, the Chicago Sun-Times, Time Magazine, and Wired Magazine. Awards to the Wikipedia project and press clippings are listed by Wikimedia contributors on its website at meta.wikimedia.org/wiki/tropy_box. On the 1st of June 2005, PC World magazine released its list of the 100 best products of 2005 in its July issue. It named Wikipedia one of the year's 100 best products. The magazine said that their award is for great products that meld practical features. In spite of the designation, however, not all of the products are commercial in nature, and Wikipedia is actually one of 23 honorees that are available free of charge. Wikipedia came in at number 60 overall on the ranked list, which was topped by Mozilla Firefox. The list, dominated by computer software and hardware products, included only a handful of other websites, among them Google, Flickr, and the Internet Archive. Also included at number 33 was the website of the New York Times, the only other information site to appear. In the same month, the Wikipedia widget for Apple Computer's Mac OS X, Tiger, ranked number 3 of the most popular Apple dashboard widgets, based on download frequency, beating out commercial Encyclopedia Britannica's widget, which did not make the top 50. History. This section is a summary of the article History of Wikipedia. Wikipedia began as a complementary project of Newpedia, a free online encyclopedia project whose articles were written by experts through a formal process. Newpedia was founded on 9th of March 2000 under the ownership of Bomis Inc., a web portal company. Its principal figures were Jimmy Wales, Bomis CEO and final authority, and Larry Sanger, the editor-in-chief for Newpedia and later Wikipedia. Newpedia was described by Sanger as differing from existing encyclopedias in being open content, not having size limitations as it was on the internet, and being free of bias due to its public nature, and potentially broad base of contributors. Newpedia had a 7-step review process by appointed subject area experts, but was later widely viewed as too slow for producing a limited number of articles. Funded by Bomis, there were initial plans to recoup its investment by the use of advertisements. It was licensed under its own Newpedia Open Content license initially, switching to the GNU Free Documentation license prior to Wikipedia's founding, at the urging of Richard Stallman. Wikipedia was formally launched on January 15, 2001, as a single English language edition at wikipedia.com. It had been founded from January the 10th as a feature of newpedia.com, in which the public could write articles which could be incorporated into Newpedia after review, but it was relaunched off-site as Newpedia's advisory board of subject experts disapproved of its production model. Wikipedia thereafter operated as a standalone project without control from Newpedia. Its policy of neutral point of view was codified in its initial months, though it was similar to Newpedia's earlier non-bias policy. There were otherwise few rules initially. Wikipedia gained early contributors from Newpedia, postings on the website Slashdot, and search engine indexing. Approximately 20,000 articles and 6 language editions by the end of 2002, 46 by the end of 2003, and 161 by the end of 2004. Newpedia and Wikipedia coexisted until the former was permanently closed in 2003 and its text was incorporated into Wikipedia. Wales and Sanger attribute the concept of using a wiki to Ward Cunningham's WikiWiki Web or Portland Pattern Repository. Wales mentioned that he heard the concept first from Jeremy Rosenfeld, an employee of Bomis, who showed him the same wiki in December 2000, But it was after Sanger heard of its existence from Ben Kovitz, a regular at the wiki, in January 2001, and proposed the creation of a wiki for Newpedia to Wales, that Wikipedia's history had started. Under a similar concept of free content, though not wiki production, the GNUpedia project existed alongside Newpedia early in its history. It subsequently became inactive, and its creator, free software figure Richard Stallman, lent his support to Wikipedia. Citing fear of commercial advertising and lack of control in a perceived English-centric Wikipedia, users of the Spanish Wikipedia forked from Wikipedia to create the Encyclopedia Libre in February 2002. Later that year, Wales announced that Wikipedia would not display advertisements and moved its website to wikipedia.org. Projects have since forked from Wikipedia's content for editorial reasons, such as Wikiinfo, which abandoned neutral point of view in favour of multiple complementary articles written from a sympathetic point of view. From Wikipedia and Newpedia, the Wikimedia Foundation was created on 20th of June 2003. Wikipedia and its sister projects thereafter operated under this non-profit organisation. Wikipedia's first sister project, In Memoriam, September 11th Wiki, had been created in October 2002 to detail the September 11th 2001 attacks. Wiktionary, a dictionary project, was launched in December 2002. WikiQuotes, a collection of quotes, was launched a week after Wikimedia. And Wikibooks, a collection of collaboratively written free textbooks, the next month. Wikimedia has since started a number of other projects, detailed below. Wikipedia has traditionally measured its status by article count. In its first 2 years, it grew at a few hundred or less new articles per day. The English Wikipedia reached a 100,000 article milestone on 22nd of January 2003. In 2004, its article growth rate was approximately 1,000 to 3,000 per day. In all editions, it reached 500,000 articles on 25th of February 2004. Wikipedia reached its 1 millionth article among 105 language editions on 20th of September 2004. Software and hardware. Wikipedia is run on MuleWiki open source software on a cluster of dedicated servers located in Florida. MediaWiki is phase 3 of the program software. Originally, Wikipedia ran on UseModWiki, written by Clifford Adams. This was known as phase 1. At first, this required pages to be linked using camel case. Later, it was also possible to use double brackets. Wikipedia began running on a PHP wiki engine with a MySQL database in January 2002. This software, Phase 2, was written specifically for the Wikipedia project by Magnus Manske. Several rounds of modifications were made to improve performance in response to increased demand. Ultimately, the software was rewritten again, this time by Lee Daniel Crocker. Instituted in July 2002, this Phase 3 software was called MediaWiki. It was licensed under the GNU General Public License and used by all Wikimedia projects. Wikipedia was served from a single server until 2003, when the server setup was expanded to an N-tier distributed architecture. In January 2005, the project ran on 39 dedicated servers located in Florida. This configuration included a single master database server running MySQL, multiple slave database servers, 21 web servers running the Apache software, and 7 Swift cache servers. By the first week of June 2005, the server cluster had grown to more than 60 servers, and, at the request of the operator of the colocation facility in which they were located, the entire cluster was more or less successfully relocated into the provider's new building across the street in downtown Tampa at about 4:30 in the morning. Page requests are processed by first passing to a front-end layer of SQID caching servers. Requests that cannot be served from the SQID cache are sent to two load balancing servers running the Pearlable server software, which then pass the request to one of the Apache web servers for page rendering from the database. The web servers serve pages as requested, performing page rendering for all the Wikipedias. To increase speed further, rendered pages for anonymous users are cached in a file system until invalidated, allowing page rendering to be skipped entirely for most common page accessors. Wikimedia has begun building a global network of caching servers, with the addition of 3 such servers in France, and a new Dutch cluster is also online now. The ongoing status of Wikipedia's website is posted by users at a status page on OpenFacts. Sister projects. Wikipedia has 3 content sister projects which fulfill non-encyclopedic roles. Its largest are Wiktionary, a free dictionary project, Wikibooks, a free textbook project, Wikiquote, a free encyclopedia of quotations. Wikisource, a multilingual repository of free source texts. Wikimedia Commons, a shared media repository. And Wikinews, a free news source. Wikipedia and its sister projects are administered by the Wikimedia Foundation. For further reading in Wikipedia, see the pages on Internet Encyclopedia Project and the categories Online Encyclopedias, Wikipedia, and Wikimedia Projects. A full list of references for this article can be found at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/wikipedia. For further reading outside Wikipedia, see the Open Directory Project at dmoz.org/computers/open_source/open_content/encyclopedias/wikipedia. Open Facts at openfacts@openfacts.ber/index.phtml?title=COPIES_OF_WIKIPEDIA_CONTENT. SourceWatch at www.sourcewatch.org/index.php?WIKIPEDIA. Wikipedia at www.wikipedia.org. The MetaWiki for policy-related and technical discussions regarding Wikimedia at meta.wikipedia.org. The Wikimedia Foundation, the parent organisation of Wikipedia, at www.wikimediafoundation.org. The Early History of Newpedia and Wikipedia, a memoir by Larry Sanger, at featucle.sldot.org/article/pl?SID=05/04/18/164213. This article and a recording released under the terms of the GNU Free Documentation License.